Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. Thanks for listening this morning. I warmed my car up this morning, and I carried my coffee out and my mug. And it's so comfortable in the car and cozy, sipping on my coffee. Again, could have slept for about an hour in the parking lot.
I'm looking forward to a long weekend for sure.
It's going to be nice. Hey, you almost made it. Short week for almost everybody. For a lot of you, it's a 4-day weekend.
That means it's a 3-day work week, and today we don't count, so we only have one.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They left. It's basically over.
Right. Tomorrow's your Friday. And we have got a huge, huge announcement coming.
How huge?
Is the hugest.
As.
At 7:15.
As big as.
I know where you're going with that. But yeah, it's big. You're going to be happy to hear this. We're going to do it at 7:15. Whatever you're doing, make your plans to be to radio at 7:15.
Can we get a hint? No. No.
No.
Think big.
Okay.
Big, right. As big as the gap between your hair and your beard.
Man, we got some haircut problems we got to talk about today. Yeah. It really did a number on Chase. So we got to talk about that coming up a little bit later. Got the huge announcement on the way. There's a lot going on today.
Hey, you're up early.
You've got to ask yourself one question.
Are you awake?
I need some time to process that.
It's too early to be disappointed.
Can you tell me what day it is?
It's Tuesday.
And why are you here?
What do you have to tell me?
Thanksgiving's coming up and I got a lot of special stuff in the works.
Duh.
Thursday is Thanksgiving again.
Yeah, it is.
Why can't every day be Thanksgiving?
Okay, now I've had enough fun for one day.
Let's get this party started.
Enjoy the show.
Remind me to play the WKRP turkey drop audio before Thanksgiving.
I will.
Either today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we play that. Big announcement coming at 7:15, and we've got big hair problems, big issues with Chase's sideburns. He's got the most unusual sideburn trim I've ever seen in my entire life.
You can see it on our Instagram stories or Facebook stories if you follow us at 93.1 The Wolf.
Yeah, it's something.
He's not happy at all. He fired off a text last night with a profile picture and said, I am pissed.
I was in my kitchen dying laughing.
She replied with a huge ha.
Yeah.
She thought it was very funny.
Because we talked about this. You went the other week. And you weren't happy with your haircut. You guys go to, it's like one of those Great Clips kind of things, right? And it's what, a $10, $12 haircut?
$15.
$15 haircut.
Chase didn't realize what had happened to his sideburns until he had already gotten home. Because he was just sort of looking straight on there. And he really didn't make a closer examination until he got back home.
You sit in front of the mirror.
Yeah. I just didn't see it.
You got in the car, you looked at it.
I was more concerned with what was happening on top. I thought, well...
The top part looks good.
I was thinking to myself, I was like, hey, there's no way they can mess up the sideburns. Because I never think that.
No.
Oh, but they did.
They proved you wrong.
Don't you wonder what that stylist thought?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. This is what he wanted. This is what he thinks looks good.
This is what he got.
Now, be clear about the questions she asked you. She said, would you like your sideburns squared off?
And, of course, you know, that in my mind is like, yeah, square them off.
Neaten them up. Trim them up.
Correct.
Yes. But she took it literally, and she squared them off. Now there's a gap between his sideburn and the beginning of his beard, and you can see what this looks like.
There's no fade. It's not like a gap where, you know, like the sideburn slowly fade out, the beard slowly fades in. It is just a distinct line. Like, you know how gangsters say two cuts in my eyebrow?
Yep.
That's what you have, except for your sideburn.
I'm the sideburn bandit.
This is completely different. I mean, you could be starting something new here. Be positive.
You're not. You absolutely will not. This will not take off. It could. It won't, but it could.
Be positive. Think positively about it.
You don't know what could happen. It won't. Nobody's going to like this, but people could.
Did we post this on our Facebook page?
Yeah, it's on the station Facebook and Instagram story.
Okay. Guys, let me know what you think. And just... actually, don't let me know what you think.
Who's to blame? The stylist saying, do you want your sideburns squared off? And then doing this as somebody... I'm fully blaming her. She is supposed to be the professional, the knowledgeable one, the one that goes, well, how about we do this? Do you mean there are many times I'll go, hey, I walk into my hairstylist, I go, hey, I want this. She goes, well, with your hair, this is what it's going to do. This is how it happens. What we can do this. Like, there's options and alternatives, and she should look at your hair as somebody who's getting paid and go, hey.
This is what needs to be done.
Yeah. All right, but, so take a look at it and see what you think.
It could be the new thing. It won't be. Could be. Won't be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, listen, we got a big announcement coming up.
How big?
It's just about this big, about like that.
Wow.
It's coming up later, about 7:15. You're going to want to hear it. You are going to want to be in the know on this when we drop it at 7:15. Yeah.
We are an hour and 14 minutes away. An hour and 4 minutes away.
All right, so it'll be 7:15 this morning. Be here. You're going to be glad you were.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Hey, listen, happy birthday to you if you're celebrating today. You share your birthday with Joe Nichols, who's 43 today.
Give me that girl.
And John McVie of Fleetwood Mac is 74, and Tina Turner is 80 today.
Wow.
Tina Turner, 80. How about that? Guys, listen, Jimmy Fallon had Dolly Parton on the other night, and it was so funny, and she's been making the rounds because of these Netflix movies she's got, these little mini things that are based on her songs. And she told the story about going to the Pancake House in Gatlinburg when she was a kid with her family. They go there and they have having their meal, and up comes this old guy and sits down and is talking to him. They didn't know him, so he was just sitting and talking and chit-chat with him. After a few minutes, he got up and left. And then they brought the check to the table and told them, hey, your grandpa said you'd pick this up. So the old guy had stuck him with a check. So she said, we left there, and we're walking down. We go to the corner where the stoplight is, and I see the guy down there. And I said, hey, I'd have gladly paid for your meal. And he turned around and looked at me with the meanest look on his face and took his cane and started hitting me with his cane.
Wow.
What? Hitting me across my shoulders and hitting me in the chest with that cane. And she said, and these two big lumps popped up, and they haven't even gone. They've never gone down. So Jimmy fell for the whole story, you know, follow, swallow, the hook, line, and sinker. And then he asked, is that a true story? She looked at him and said, Jimmy, you dumbass. It's not a real story.
Yeah, get it? You get it, Amy? Yeah.
She was making the rounds on these movies. I'm anxious to see these little mini movies they've made. Those are going to be pretty good. She says if they're successful, Netflix is going to continue to do them.
I love it. We're getting into Smoky Mountain Christmas season.
Yeah, it is. You like that one, don't you?
That's love that movie.
Favorites. Got a little quick quiz for you for Thanksgiving, guys. Let's see where you're at. Amy, this really falls into your purvey, but we'll see what he's got to say. A 3-inch square of cornbread has how many calories? I'll give you three choices. 125, 198, or 355 calories. Go, Amy.
I'm going to say 198.
All right.
Three.
Nope. She's right. 198.
I was going to guess 210. That was going to be my guess just off my head. So. All right.
Why did you factor in the butter?
No. There's no mention of butter. Butter is not included. It's just a cornbread. Green bean casserole, grandma's recipe.
Oh, yeah, that's different than
a
normal.
Half cup serving has 454 calories, 555, or 656 calories.
Once you start tracking your food, if you're like seriously I track my macros, so I use my FitnessPal app. It ruins so many things for you.
It does. You won't even eat anything anymore. If people knew how much butter goes into cookies, they'd never eat another cookie. No. As long as they live, they wouldn't.
400 know. Some, ain't it? Right. Green bean casserole, cup of...
454.
Yeah, you just said it.
454. No, I didn't.
You didn't.
I didn't tell you which one it was, but 454 is the correct answer.
Stop jumping to conclusions, Amy.
One more. Mashed potatoes, one cup. 134 calories, 198, or 237. Go, Amy.
Ooh.
That's one cup of mashed potatoes.
I'm going to say the middle one, 190-something.
She goes for the middle one.
High. It's higher.
Yeah, it's 237 calories in a cup of mashed taters. But I'm going to have a full cup serving. I can guarantee you on that.
Yep.
Come Thanksgiving day, because I love.
You're not measuring it out.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Big announcement, about this big. Yep. Coming up at 7:15 this morning. So, what time do you eat or serve your Thanksgiving meal? What is the ideal time?
You just asked. I said 2, but really, I'd like to eat because I eat dinner now at 4:00.
Right. Move it up a little bit.
Yeah, like I'd probably really like to eat around noon.
All right, that's your big meal. Then you'd have time for that to settle. Maybe a light snack later?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Chase.
Light snack, you mean like another plate or two?
That's right.
Okay.
Of course, who are you talking to? You're not talking to some trainer. You're talking to a professional eater.
You eat at 2 o'clock and then you eat at 5:30.
Ooh, that's close together, but it's okay.
What time do you eat, Dale?
Well, in the past, we have done it around 2-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
Are you headed to your sister's in Virginia?
I am. We're going to do this here yet.
When you do leftovers, do you do the exact same plate again? How you set up your initial plate, or do you make it like you do a sandwich? Do you start getting the rolls and then you layer things and make it a sandwich?
Well, I have my favorites. I want to make sure that I get my favorites on there, provided those are still left over. The problem was that Thanksgiving got so big because everybody had such big families. There were the leftovers of all the good stuff weren't even there. In fact, I love, as I've said before, the turkey sandwich after Thanksgiving. I must have that. And it seemed like there was never any turkey left. So I started baking an entirely separate turkey at home so it would be ready for sandwiches after Thanksgiving.
Aww.
So what would happen. But I would pretty much, yes, the same thing that I had because I've loaded up with my favorites and I want more of them.
Do you have your outfit picked out already? What you're going to be wearing?
No, but I'm not going to Mike's parents either.
I was literally just thinking, this is the first, because I usually don't go home to Jersey. I usually don't do anything for Thanksgiving. It's not really a holiday I care about. I'll make a steak or whatever, and I just hang out, watch TV. I nap. I end up napping a lot on Thanksgiving and just watch football. And this is the first time I have to wear, like, real clothes on Thanksgiving in probably a strong 4 years or so.
So have you given it some thought?
Well, yeah, I need something that has some stretch so I can eat, though.
Yeah, like made of the fat pants material.
I need nice sweatpants.
Track pants.
Tracks.
They're not sweatpants. They're track pants if they're nicer. Yeah.
I'm just real into sports and stuff.
Sports. So here's the national number. The vast majority, 42% of people surveyed, there were thousands of people in this survey, said between 1 and 3.
Boom, yeah. 2 o'clock.
There you go. So there.
That's the way to do it.
12% said around noon, like you said, they want to get in there early so they can be hungry again for a nice leftover meal coming up late in the day. 29% late afternoon around 4 o'clock. And only a tiny percentage of people said they do it like late in the evening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
6:43 now at the Wolf.
Shout out to Derek Brady at B Cook Media on Instagram. He sent me, you were talking about needing something to wear that's loose.
Yeah.
It's jeans, sweatpants that look like jeans.
Yes.
They look like those joggers, but it's sweatpants. I love them.
Let's all order a pair.
I think we should.
Let's all three
you
get a pair of them.
You can dress those up.
Yeah, let's all three get a pair of those. That's what you got to have.
They better have pockets in the appropriate places.
They do have pockets. You can stuff more food down there. Like,
some rolls.
Yeah, some stuffing.
Yeah.
Because you guys are going to get started today because I brought the chorizo dressing in. I've changed it up just a little bit from last year. Because last year I felt like I had too much chorizo in it.
It was so good.
Well, I think you'll like this one too.
Chorizo stuffing.
Brought in a big pan, a big casserole pan of it.
What? Right, it's chorizo cornbread? Is it cornbread stuffing?
I use regular bread. I don't use cornbread. I have used cornbread in the past. This is just like a regular bread stuffing.
It's delicious, whatever it is.
And it's got, you know, all kinds of other seasonings and stuff in it. It's good. 6:44, big announcement coming at 7:15. Like I said, it's about this big.
That big?
Yeah, that big. So we'll do that at 7:15. Right. You're going to want to be in the know. You're going to want to be here for that. It's at 7:15.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. It's good news story time.
Okay, so originally this took place back in 2017. There's a family in Greenville, South Carolina. They lost a backpack. And homeless guy named Ben Williams finds it. He was addicted to drugs at the point, pretty desperate, but he wanted to do the right thing. He ended up riding his bike, walking 7 miles just to return this backpack to this family. So, of course, they're super grateful. Shortly after that, though, he gets arrested for drugs. He's headed to jail. The family he helped, the family he gave the backpack back to, finds out about this and decides to, they volunteer to sponsor him. So because of that, the judge had him go through addiction counseling so he could avoid jail as long as he stayed clean. That was the condition. 2 years later, he just graduated from that program. He said the whole thing's been like a rebirth. He's been clean for the entire 2 years. His next goal is to become an addiction recovery coach so he can pay it forward and help other people get clean too.
Okay, that's good.
Wow, that story had a great ending. Oh, it did.
Yes.
I mean, how many people would have the strength in that situation? You know, to do that. Not only was he honest to a fault by returning the backpack, and now look at it, man.
I couldn't even have the strength to walk a mile.
And Chase on a good day is not walking 7 miles to return something.
Nope.
He's going to look at that backpack, see if there's any cash.
Is there a UPS drop box I can just mail it?
Isn't that, I swear, some things are just meant to be. Some people are just meant to meet.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. Big announcement coming at 7:15 this morning.
Like a few minutes from now.
Yeah, changing things up a little bit. There'll be no Dale Knows Everything today to accommodate this announcement at 7:15. So.
I was watching TV last night, and I tell you guys, there's a show on HBO called Mrs. Fletcher.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really, really funny. 20-minute episodes. The bad thing is that it's still a current season. There's only 5 episodes.
Mm, all right. Mrs. Fletcher.
Mrs. Fletcher, yeah.
You know, people on the cast of these shows that have 5 shows in the season, that's pretty easy work compared to doing a network show that goes 23 episodes.
I don't know how long it's going to be because it's still like they're uploading them weekly, so I'm not sure how long it's going to be. But I was like, when it was done, I was like, oh, there's no more yet? I want there to be more.
Sorry. All right, again, that big announcement in 5 minutes. What time do you eat on Thanksgiving? Nationally, it's somewhere between 1 and 3. How about you, huh? For the Wolf Show, good morning.
Yeah, when do I start eating on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, when do you start eating? What's the ideal time?
There's no time. You just eat all day long.
Yeah, that's a good thing about
that. That is the way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You prefer to sit down for a big meal than go back for more later or just sort of graze all day long?
All day long.
Yeah, I hear you.
But you don't sit down and eat. If you stand up and eat, you get more in your belly, you know?
That's, well, it goes all the way down to your feet.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it does.
I like your strategy, man. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. And after Thanksgiving, you turkey sandwich.
Now, turkey sandwich, is that just turkey on bread with mayo, or do you like to slap some dressing on there with it? How do you do it?
Oh, you know, you got to put some cheese on it, slap some Duke's mayonnaise on it, a white bread.
So you like a slice of cheese on yours?
Yes, yes, okay. I do.
All right, man. Well, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. What's your name?
Richard.
Richard, enjoy your holiday, man. Eat all you want. That's what it's for. Go do it.
Oh, I will.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
7:15 on the dot, and I told you there'd be a big announcement, and here it is. After 22 years away, Garth Brooks returns to Charlotte, playing the Bank of America Stadium on May 2nd. That's Garth Brooks, Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. That's May 2nd. Of course, we'll have your free tickets coming your way. Garth Brooks, Charlotte, May 2nd.
Woo!
It'll be fun. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale, Brian, Amy, and Chase. You know, we've got a lot to cover today.
Yeah, we do.
Amy's been over here pondering what she's going to wear to Mike's parents for Thanksgiving.
Mike.
Mostly because I haven't gone somewhere for Thanksgiving in like four. I usually just stay home and I wear sweatpants. Like, I wake up, I go for a run, then I wear sweatpants and eat steak and take naps. That's what I do.
So you're a routine type person. Is this going to throw you off? Is this going to throw off your personal feng shui by having to do something that you normally don't do on Thanksgiving?
No, it won't. It won't.
Well, it's not because it's with Mike.
No, because it's not like it's an all-day thing. I'll sleep. I'll go for a run.
Right.
If the gym's closed, I'll go for a run. And then, like, I know these people. It's not like then I just go hang out for a few hours, eat food, and go home.
So, when does the venue looking around?
Stop it. I jokingly, you guys are giving me a hard time. I jokingly just texted him and said, what are you wearing on Thursday? I want a match. And he hasn't texted me back.
But she's seriously pondering the outfit that she's going to wear. Because not only does it have to look good, it has to be functional.
Well, for her, it's his birthday suit.
This, what?
Just keep going.
I just haven't had to be somewhere on Thanksgiving other than my house. Like, I've literally just worn sweatpants for the last however many years.
Yeah.
And just, like, sit on my couch and have a good time. And I got to be around people, but I want to eat. So I got to wear clothes that, like, I can, like...
stretch.
Expand.
Yeah. I don't want to wear something tight. You know.
Something without a belt. Well, actually, you probably don't even wear a belt,
No, why would I wear a belt?
She's not wearing a belt. She's wearing some stretchy.
Yeah, leggings. Leggings are the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Leggings, sweater, Uggs.
Right, exactly. All right, now we got completely off track because of that. We're breaking a radio rule by doing two things in one thing, but we're going to do it anyway because we have Sam Hunt's 911 call. As you may recall, Sam Hunt was driving down the wrong way on a street.
Oh.
He was inebriated. He was over twice the legal limit. He was arrested. And I guess this is the audio from his 911 call. that we're about to hear.
From the 911 call that reported Sam Hunt.
Oh, let's check it out.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
I'm on Ellington Parkway going south, and it's an SUV on the wrong side of the Bradley Parkway. It's going south.
Okay, is it on Ellington or is it on Bradley, sir?
It's on Ellington. We're headed toward Ben Allen Road right now, and it's on the opposite side of the, it's heading south. From the opposite side.
So it's heading southbound and then on the north side of traffic?
Correct.
He's like, correct. Yeah. I could not get.
He's like, ah.
So they also, NASCAR just announced that they're pulling him on December 5th. They have the NASCAR Awards, and he was supposed to perform. Now they're pulling him off the show and replacing him with Chris Jansen. Look at NASCAR being all high and mighty, though, because a few years ago, I think it was Kurt Busch bounced his like wife off of a wall in their trailer. This happened at Dover at the Speedway there. Him and his wife get in a fight. He pushes her off the wall, and nobody cared. Nothing happened. He still raced after that. So I don't know why NASCAR's acting like they're better than that.
And another big problem with NASCAR, there's like 83 people going to the races now. So they're really worried about resurrecting it. So too bad, man. Sam, you should have had more sense than that. Thanks for all your tips and tricks and kitchen shortcuts. You guys have had some really good ones you've posted up for us. You can find that little thing on the website and on the Facebook page. One of the best tips, really, is getting a lot of stuff that you normally keep in the refrigerator that just sort of sits there. Yeah. Stuff you don't use very often, like cocktail sauce or whatever. Get all that stuff out of there. Put it in a cooler, dump some ice on it, and put it aside where you can use the extra space in the refrigerator to put your goodies. Amy is debating her outfit to go to Mike's.
Yeah, it's very important.
So she's decided on leggings.
Yeah.
And I have boots.
Leggings, boots, and like a... I just want to be able to eat. Right. And not, I can't unbutton my pants at this house.
Your little Ugg boots? Is that what you're going to wear in your little Ugg boots?
I just texted him to see what... I was like, what's the dress code, first of all, because...
You got those big knee-high boots you wear. Those pretty big... tall boots that you
wear? I do have those. It seems like a lot, though. I don't like wearing clothes and shoes. I don't like being constrained by things.
What's Mike wearing?
I'm eating your chorizo stuff and you brought it in. It's delicious. I can't put it down.
And she's texting Mike. She really has no idea what we're talking to her about.
I asked him. I said, I was joking. I said, what are you wearing Thursday? I want to match. I meant colors.
All right. 680 Wolf's the number. Yes.
Can you tell her that you better quit playing around with that man before somebody else gets him.
Excuse me. Exactly. First of all, my name is Amy, not her. Mike and I are just friends.
Well, you better quit playing around with him before he finds somebody else who's going to be hanging out with you.
I know.
He'll forget your name.
Oh, get out of here.
He's
going to
realize there are way better options out there.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's going on?
How is the best radio station in the triad?
I don't know. Give me a minute. I'll call them and find out.
I've got them on the phone.
Okay.
Listen, I heard your comment about NASCAR.
Yeah.
If they want more people in the stands, they need to go back to the old-time racing to when they could bump. They could knock somebody out of the way, like Dale Sr. did.
Yeah.
Bobby Labonte, you know, and quit putting all these stipulations on the cars. You got to have the fin. You got to do this. It has to be low. Let the boys race and beat the crap out of each other like they did years ago.
There you go. That's what I like to
hear. Get out of the car and start fist fighting each other.
Get some aggressiveness going.
Yeah, you know, someone cuts you off, you know, you get on pit row, you scruff it up a little and, you know.
I don't think we should be using...
Go and have a beer and everybody's happy.
I don't think we should be using Dale Sr. as a way to bring back... Didn't he die in a race?
Well, he did. He did. There was a bad wreck that year.
Yeah, but he went out doing what he loved. Racing.
He did.
Protecting his boy.
What's your favorite thing to do?
Spend time with family.
Do you want to die in the
honestly
middle of that? That's terrible. He died doing what he loved.
You don't know my family.
All right. Thanks for calling.
It's a challenge.
All right.
You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, hon.
I've started it. Now we've eaten this dressing, the stuffing that I brought up on the chorizo stuffing.
Perfect.
And I capped that off with a piece of pumpkin pie from Cracker Barrel.
You're good for another hour.
It's a nice little snack. So is that better than last year? Same as last year? Different?
I loved it last year and I love it again this year. I can't tell what's different.
All right, yes.
Good. Plus, it tastes like not egg whites or ground turkey, so I'm happy.
Yeah. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase, are you guys ready for your Nimrod news story headline?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'd like to guess the state, please.
All right, here's your headline. Brother and sister arrested after an argument about riding shotgun.
Okay, were the brother and sister in love? That narrows down one state.
No.
Two. Could we have a hint, please?
This hint for you, basically.
Okay.
Football.
Tennessee.
Remember, this hint was for her.
For me? Football? I'm going to say Green Bay?
Pennsylvania.
Aww. Oh, I like the Eagles and the Packers.
Yeah.
Well, Green Bay's not a state. Don't call. I know.
You split it down the middle there. Okay, yeah. Pennsylvania, there's a 27-year-old guy named Britt Brzezinski from Blakely, Pennsylvania, who last week he and his girlfriend were picking up his 20-year-old sister, Brianna, from work. Started out sort of a normal day, but things took an ugly turn. She got into an argument with her brother about who was going to sit in the front seat, her or his girlfriend. Things took a serious and violent turn when they started physically fighting amongst each other. And when the cops showed up, Brett took off and got into a high-speed chase with his girlfriend hanging out of the window of the car. Mm-hmm. When Brett finally stopped, and only because of a traffic jam, by the way, he and his sister both got out of the car and attacked the cops.
Oh, my God.
They both were arrested and charged with assault and resisting arrest. Brett's girlfriend wasn't charged. The cops say she was a victim, and she's filed a restraining order against the whole Brzezinski family.
I'm now not surprised that this is from Pennsylvania. It sounds like a whole white trash tornado.
Yeah. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. And Amy's across the way with a very interesting guest this morning.
Yeah, you know, we talk often about my dating struggles, and I thought it was just me. It turns out it's not. Everybody's experiencing it, and now going viral, Aaron Smith. First of all, good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning to you. I'm over here doing my radio voice. Yeah. Proximity effect on the SM7B microphone.
Yeah. Time, temp, traffic patterns will be good to go. You got a gig. So, Aaron, your website, singularitydating.com, it's a dating app that's just you. You're the only suitor on there for it.
Yeah, I figure it would save people time if it's just me, you know?
How is it? So you just said before we got on the mics, it's 90% satire, but you're getting a lot of attention. You're all over social media, different news channels. You had an interview for a radio station in Dallas yesterday, so it's picking up steam.
I was on a CBC radio show yesterday called As It Happens, which I listened to the format. It sounds kind of like All Things Considered.
Okay. Have you had chicks reach out to you, though? Because now you're popular and going viral.
I mean, I'm starting to have some. Like, there was one that, like, reached out to me on Facebook Messenger, like, moments before we went on air. I'm not sure if I'm...
You can say it.
Okay, so, hold on. I know the FCC rules, but that's kind of like a gray area, right? She said...
This whole show is a gray area for them.
Good times. she said, want to go double viral and contract some HPV?
You signed Chase up for a yes for that. So, Aaron, as you go through, how long have you been on dating sites?
Well, I'm 32 now. So, honestly, since
32 years.
Yeah. Since the dawn of time. No, off and on since I was like 19. Not that much when I was in college.
You don't need it. When you're in college, everybody's just throwing at each other. It's different once you get out.
Well, yeah. So it's like in college, because I went to East Carolina way back when.
Oh, nice. So did Chase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What year?
2013.
Okay.
When I graduated? No, I like went there and I changed my major halfway through, so I had to like start all over again. I went to GTCC and then I...
That was 2014.
Huh?
Chase. That was 2014.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Chase could have been your bus driver. He used to drive buses down there.
I drove the buses down there.
You were, did you drive the drunk bus?
Sure did.
Oh, my gosh. Those were some fun times, the drunk bus.
That's
people
right.
Just singing. Those annoying psychopaths.
That's right.
Right?
But those annoying psychopaths are why you don't need dating apps in college.
No, so, well, don't know. Like, I only really ever date, like, nerdy girls. And, like, nerdy girls don't usually go outside. No, seriously. We're talking, like, my type is usually, I call them socially anxious cat ladies. You know, like, No, think about it. It sounds like I'm talking about like a very specific person, but these people exist by the millions.
Oh,
you know?
I know. Mm-hmm. I absolutely know that they do.
Like, Harry Potter fans are still bitter about Firefly being canceled and like...
Is that right, Jace?
Yeah, I'm still pretty upset.
But they have it on Blu-ray at home, so it's fine.
So, Aaron, if people want to get in touch with you now, because your dating app, people can go, again, singularitydating.com, website for your phone. But you don't actually get notified when anybody swipes on you, do you?
No, it's all just it's all like just like a GoDaddy address that I set up going to a GitHub page.
So
some of the programmers out there will know what that is.
How programmers aren't listening to this station? How does a chick who's now interested? You got your nerdy, socially anxious cat lady at home or in her car right now, heading whatever, doing this. How does she get in touch with you then?
So when you actually swipe past the 10 profiles of me on Singularity, at the very end will be there's an email address I set up specifically for this, and then also a link to my actual Facebook page.
What's the email address? We'll save some people time.
It's singularitydating@gmail.com. You could have guessed that.
I could have guessed that.
Yeah.
Nobody has hit you up yet?
Well, I mean, there was some lady in San Francisco. Her name was Barbara.
Oh, good.
She's like, awesome job. We saw you in I saw you on the news at San Francisco.
That's the ideal relationship. Like, not
Barbara
here.
Barbara sounds like the name of a 68-year-old like Jewish lady.
Barbara.
Barbara. Barbara. Talk amongst yourself. I'm overclamped. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a solving.
Well, Aaron, we're excited that that some things are popping off for you and you're getting some of the attention that you so very much deserve.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be dead of a drug overdose a year from and a half from now. Like I have peaked and it's all downhill from here.
You need nothing else in life. Aaron, you can check him out, singularitydating.com or singularitydating@gmail.com if you're interested for the nervous cat ladies out there.
And now it's time for
things you need to know.
I'm going to say no to this just because I don't think it would taste good. Green Giant recently set a new Guinness World Record for the largest Thanksgiving green bean casserole.
Oh, no.
10 chefs spent 8 hours creating the 1,009-pound casserole.
Was it Grandma's recipe?
I don't think it was.
Uh-huh. Green bean casserole looks swampy.
It does. And this looks very swampy, as much liquid as it is.
Imagine a sticky Jason Aldean eating a swampy green bean casserole.
Okay, I'm out.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, it's Jason Aldean. Anyway, they beat the old record of 637 pounds. If you're this... Oh, go ahead.
Disgusting.
It is. I agree.
Muttering annoyances over there.
Kevin Miller of North Charleston, South Carolina. He got a $250,000 lottery jackpot. First of all, congratulations to him.
$250,000.
Second, the only reason why he got the tickets is because he dreamed right before he won the lottery and said, I'm going to go get the ticket and try it.
Came to him in a vision. I'm going to win the lottery. Let's get that ticket.
What's the last dream you had that came true?
Man, I don't dream a lot, to be honest with you.
No doubt. We can tell from your life. Minimal dreams.
Just boring.
Really cool sideburns. You can see those on our Facebook and Instagram at 93.1 The Wolf. You let your hairdresser do that to you.
But low-level dreamer.
Team No Hope.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm moving on now. If you want a job and you want to go to Britain, here is, well, the job for you. A dog sitter for two golden retrievers named Milo and Oscar. A family is paying $40,000 a year for you to dog sit. The salary includes room and board.
What is life?
Is this in London?
Just Britain. So somewhere over there.
London's so expensive. I don't know if I could squeak by on $40,000.
But your room and board's covered, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So no rent.
I gotta have my board.
And you're closer to Doctor Who.
Yeah, there's another plus.
That's right. Today's a very exciting day for me. It's National Cake Day.
Cake Day.
Favorite cake? Carrot cake for me.
Carrot cake is good.
T- toss-up, German chocolate or red velvet?
Oh, yeah.
Red velvet's just food coloring, isn't it?
Food coloring on chocolate, yeah.
Also like a good devil's food cake, just chocolate, moist chocolate cake and chocolate icing.
Moist.
I prefer a cupcake. I like to take the bottom off, put it on top, make it a sandwich. Just the Tip Tuesday, brought to you by Amy.
Nice.
Good. And last but not least, here's a fun fact for the day. It costs between $30,000 to $130,000 to climb Mount Everest between travel permits, insurance, supplies, gears, and guides.
That sounds terrible. Mm. And do you know people will make it like a half mile from the top and something
and
happens?
Die.
And will die, or they have to go back, or they get injuries, sustain like a broken bone or something. Somebody in their party brings the rest down. How mad would you be? You pay all that money, get a half mile from the top, and you turn around.
The whole mountainside's littered with dead bodies.
That are frozen.
Right. They're just frozen dead bodies laying you just step over.
They just push them off to the side, yeah. Mm.
And then Chase eating his cake.
This has been today's edition of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.